Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
So an exclusive poll was conducted for Global News, and it was reported on yesterday. We want to talk about it today. And it was conducted by Ipsos Public Affairs, and it shows Pierre Poilievre has overtaken Justin Trudeau as leader seen as best choice for prime minister. Canadians are saying this across the nation. Some provinces aren't, but most of them are. And in Ontario, which we say is the sort of the kingmaker when it comes to elections, Mr. Poilievre leads Mr. Trudeau by 7 points. Sean Simpson is vice president of Ipsos Public Affairs. Sean, thanks for joining us. So Trudeau is now trailing Poilievre in a majority of provinces, including Ontario, as the candidate seen as best choice to lead the country. This is what your Ipsos polling for Global News reveals. Darryl Bricker told Global News it's really more of a result of people looking for someone other than the current prime minister. Could you speak to that, please?
Yeah, that's for sure. Only one in three Canadians believe that the incumbent federal government under Justin Trudeau deserves to be reelected, and approval ratings have fallen to the low 40%, meaning a majority disapprove of the prime minister's performance. So all signals for Mr. Poilievre are positive for the time being. He's ahead in the popular vote by 5 points, and now ahead as the person who Canadians think would make the best prime minister. Jagmeet Singh actually doing fairly well, not far behind actually Justin Trudeau, 5 points behind Justin Trudeau, but that doesn't necessarily translate to votes for the NDP. This is very historical. People tend to like the NDP leader, but they for some reason don't vote for the party.
Yeah, and there's a series of polls that has now shown that the Liberals and Mr. Trudeau are slipping as far as public support and I suppose trust is concerned.
Yes, most definitely. There are two aspects here. One is leadership, and the other is issue and policy based. On the leadership question, in fact, Pierre Poilievre leads on more positive traits. For example, he leads as the person who Canadians believe wants to lead Canada for the right reasons, as having the best plan for Canada, someone who will get things done, fight for the middle class, and someone who gives hope to Canadians for the future. Justin Trudeau, on the other hand, only leads on one trait, which is having the right temperament and maturity to be prime minister. He leads on several other traits, but they're negative traits, including that 37% of Canadians believe he's in over his head. 3 in 10 believe he has a hidden agenda, which is something that typically conservative leaders tend to own. But in fact, Trudeau and Poilievre are tied in terms of the belief that they have a hidden agenda.
The polling question about Trudeau having the best maturity and temperament to lead the country, 26% for Trudeau. But Poilievre, when you're looking at numbers in British Columbia, Poilievre's only 2 points behind. So that's terribly close as well. And that 37% best plan for Canada to get things done, Poilievre 37%, and Trudeau isn't over his head, 21% said that, if I've got this correctly. Yeah?
Yeah, and what's really interesting here is that people know Justin Trudeau. He's been around for 7 years as prime minister, almost coming out of 7 years. Pierre Poilievre, well-known within the party, but not all that well-known outside of the party. So the fact that he's already leading on some of these leadership attributes is really bad news for the prime minister, because on some of these traits where they're close, particularly in key battleground areas like British Columbia and Ontario, the more that people get to know Poilievre, some may, in fact, have more positive perceptions as a result. So this is just the starting point for the newly elected leader of the Conservative Party. Once he's the leader, during an election campaign and more paying attention, he's going to have an opportunity to put his best foot forward. So he's sort of in rehearsals right now for prime time. We don't know, of course, when that election is going to be. It may not be for 3 more years. But I guess it's up to Jagmeet Singh.
If you were Jagmeet Singh and you had the deal, let's call it, the arrangement, the contract with the Liberals, that you would support them so there'd be no non-confidence motion would pass in order to create an election as long as the cooperative measures were carried out by the Liberals or the NDP demands. When you look at polling like this, if you're Jagmeet Singh, do you say, maybe I better rethink this or at least have a really long look at this this arrangement that I have with the Liberals? Because if Trudeau and the Liberals are falling dramatically as far as support, or significantly as far as support nationally is concerned, maybe I don't want to be hooked to them.
Oh, I'd be licking my chops for sure, because there may be a sweet spot here, and that's falling fortunes for the Liberal Party, while at the same time, Poilievre still isn't all that well known. So if Canadians are choosing based on who they know, you know, better, many know Mr. Singh better because he's been around longer than they know Pierre Poilievre. So, you know, there may be a faction within the NDP saying, you know, now or in the next 6 months may be the most opportune moment. But of course, he has pledged to support the Liberals through the end of their four-year mandate. So he would have to then justify to Canadians why we're having an election. That's usually not a high bar. Usually Canadians, you know, kind of move past that fairly quickly. But, you know, the onus would be on him for the first week to say why we're going to the polls.
Do you have a sense that Canadians are more invested in, engaged in the political process, what's going on politically in Canada, than we may have seen for some time?
Well, I think they're seeing it as more consequential at the moment. And it's consequential because there are no list of issues that are plaguing not just the world, but Canada and Canadians. And when we look at some of those issues, the top five say that Canadians say would impact their next vote. Number one is affordability. Number three is the economy. Number four is housing. Number five is interest and inflation. All of those are pocketbook issues. Canadians are looking for relief. And one of the traits and issues that Pierre Poilievre leads on is making life more affordable for Canadians. So we can see why he's being supported right now, because they believe he has the solutions to some of the problems that we're facing. The Prime Minister has been in office now for, as I said, 7 years, and you know, things just seem to be getting tighter for Canadians, and they may be looking for an alternative.
If you're the Prime Minister, and you've been Prime Minister for 7 years, first of all, that's a challenge, because people do tend to get a little tired of leaders after a period of time. But at the same time, you do have Canadians' ear, and you have the opportunity to address significant issues like inflation, like the interest rate, like the issue about housing, food inflation, all of these factors. If you're the PM, you have a platform, and if you don't exercise your options positively, then you end up paying for it. And I'm looking at the national polling last week, Sean, on party support, and the Conservatives lead the Liberals by 5 points among decided voters, and that jumps to 7 points in Ontario, where the Tories are at 37%. 37% is pretty close to 40%, which is majority government territory.
It is. The Liberals are definitely in trouble right now. And what's interesting is that, you know, if Jean Charest or maybe any of the other leaders or candidates for leadership of the Conservative Party, if they had won, my bet would have been on Justin Trudeau taking a long walk, you know, in the snow maybe this winter and turning the reins over to someone else. But somebody like Pierre Poilievre is his nemesis. And I just get the sense that he doesn't want to back down from this fight. And I think politics are going to be very, very interesting, because we have two people who are actually reasonably good communicators who are going to be sparring. We didn't get that with Scheer. We didn't really get that with O'Toole. But Trudeau and Poilievre, I think they just hate each other. And that'll make for good theatrics. Unfortunately, you know, they're arguing about our lives, so it's very consequential. But I think it's going to be a very interesting time in politics the next couple of years.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.